Good morning, it's Wednesday, April 6th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories along with other important things going on in our community. Today, Cochise College debuted their first Skilled Trades Day on March 31st, an outreach event for local high school students to learn about the college's trade certificate programs and talk with industry professionals about pursuing a career in a trade. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some history. Did you know that one-time Wilcox resident Theodore DiBiase Sr. is an American retired professional wrestler, manager, ordained minister, and color commentator for World Wrestling Entertainment? DiBiase achieved championship success in a number of wrestling promotions, holding 30 titles during his professional wrestling career. He is best known for his role as the Million Dollar Man. He has been named as one of the greatest villains in pro wrestling history. Today's history is brought to you by Benson Hospital. The team at Benson Hospital is always working towards building a healthier community. For example, when the Benson Food Pantry needed a new home, they worked with them to find one, and their staff even helped them apply for grants to support the mission. You can learn more about everything they're doing for our community by following them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story.
Reporting from Sierra Vista, I'm Summer Hom. Cochise College debuted their first Skilled Trades Day event on March 31st, an outreach event for local high school students to learn about the college's trade certificate programs and talk with industry professionals about pursuing a career in a trade. Joining us now to talk about this event is Carl Griffor, who's the event organizer and assistant dean of the Workforce Development Department at Cochise College. Welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So why did you want to host the Skilled Trades Day event?
Skilled trades have been in decline generationally, let's put it that way. It's gotten to the point where, well, you probably experienced it. Your parents said you need to go to college to be a success. The American attitude has shifted towards skilled trades as far as their import, which has honestly driven the wages for skilled trades up because there's not as many. Folks are seeing that change and they're seeing that difference. And we needed to have a way to actually introduce these students who, frankly, haven't been able to come out to the college in the last year or two. We have programs out there for them, but we needed a way to actually get the word out.
Can you speak to the salience of introducing students to several educational and career opportunities that they can pursue after graduating high school?
There's an axiom out there. It's the 1-2-7 rule. For every person with a master's, it takes two people with a bachelor's to support them and seven people with an associate's or a certificate to actually support them. The largest chunk of the workforce is actually certificate or skills-based, and people haven't looked at that generally. So we need to start pushing in that direction more as a society. The Bureau of Labor Statistics puts out that 48% of people who are going into jobs that don't require a degree. They require a license or a certificate. Here's another figure for you. 48% of licenses or certificates actually earn more than people with an associate's degree. 27% earn more than people with a bachelor's degree. Out of the graduating class of last year, 66% of those students actually enrolled in college, according to statistics that are out now. But it's projected that only 41% of those students, 41% of that 66% will actually complete college. When you look at that, the fact that a certificate or a license is a significantly high-paying job, it's not just a living wage. And what the cost of coming to Cochise College is for 1 year to get that, on average, about $3,400 to $3,800. Compare that to a four-year degree at one of the universities, which may cost you upwards of $120,000, depending on how you actually structure that. It's a really good deal. It makes it really easy to start and raise a family.
Local high school students from around Cochise County said that they were enlightened after learning about the various opportunities available to them in the trades. Here's Juliana Soto, a senior at Omega Alpha Academy in Douglas, who attended the event on March 31st.
Right now, I'm very interested in electricity. I think it's a real cool program and also have a lot of opportunities.
Jeffrey Whitmer, A senior at Pep Tech High School in Sierra Vista said that he's already a student in Cochise College's welding program.
I've already done three of the welding courses here. Planning on getting my certificate at the end of the summer. So I like working with my hands. I like doing technical work, and I think it'll bring me better career options. I just want to know how to do everything, you know. I'm probably going to finish the certificate, thinking about getting the associate's degree for welding science.
For all involved, hopes are high for providing more opportunities for the next generation. I'm Summer Hom, and you're listening to The Daily Chirp.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, Benson City Council members will soon be enjoying a newly renovated City Council chambers. Remodeling work on the building that once housed the Benson Lions Club has been underway for a few weeks now, with Kittle Design and Construction contracted by the City of Benson for the project. After the Benson Lions Club donated its building to the city in January 2021, the 3,200-square-foot facility became Benson's council chambers. Changes are expected to be completed in 2 or 3 weeks. While the city has been using the building for its council meetings for more than a year, council members decided to make a number of changes to the building's interior. Meanwhile, city council meetings are being held at the Benson Community Center. This project's scope of work includes changing the layout of the building to better accommodate council meetings. They've moved a wall to expand an office space to make room for executive sessions and are in the process of adding a new main entrance to the south side of the building. The project also includes a new audio and visual system with hearing loops to aid the hearing impaired. The cost for the project? About $175,000. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace first since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an event that you should know about.
Join Herald Review Media and sponsors for a Roll on the Floor belly-aching laughter on Friday, April 22nd, featuring Johnny W., Laura Hayden, and backed by popular demand, Jose Berrientos. $5 from every ticket sold will benefit the Sierra Vista Rotary Club to support their efforts to better our community. Don't miss this evening of fun and laughter on Friday, April 22nd at the Klein Center for Performing Arts in Sierra Vista. General admission, $30 in advance, $40 at the door. Purchase tickets at myheraldreview.com or eventbrite.com today.
Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review Media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Colonel William Petty. William was born in Tennessee in 1924. He's now reunited with his wife of 52 years, Rita. William moved to Sierra Vista with his family in 1981 after serving over 33 years in the U.S. Army Signal Corps. He worked for several government contractors supporting Fort Huachuca in the field of communications until his final retirement in 1995. He is survived by his two sons, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and his numerous nieces and nephews. Funeral services will be held at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church this morning at 9 a.m., followed by a military honors ceremony at the Fort Huachuca Cemetery at 11. Cars wishing to participate in a procession to the cemetery should arrive at the Buffalo Soldier Gate by 10:30. Thank you for taking a moment with us today to remember and celebrate William's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Thursday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.